Next question we're gonna do is gonna be Marjorie, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-E, Grant, G-R-A-N-T, born 229. Miss Grant is a 95-year-old. Woman who lives with her daughter Barbara, who is her primary caregiver, with a history of end-stage heart failure. Patient's blood pressure has been somewhat elevated, required different increased medication to control her blood pressure. Most recently, Barbara tells me, as I said, she's 94 years old. She's sleeping now about 16 to 18 hours a day. Period. Barbara would like for mom to receive physical therapy. I explained to her that patients with end-stage heart failure do not respond to physical therapy. And this is more of a torture for them to make him do things that their body just doesn't have the ability to do, period. New paragraph, she also has a history of ischemic cardiomyopathy, hypertensive heart disease, COPD, type 2 diabetes, and malignant neoplasm of the female breast, period. Patient's blood sugar has been stable. Barbara tells me that's because she's not eating very much, period. She also suffers from neuropathy. She's either sitting down or sleeping in her bed, period. She has O2 in place at 2 liters with O2. Her O2 saturation is at 92%. Her blood pressure today was better controlled as 160 over 70 with changing medication. As before, she's eating about 20% of her meals. She says she just doesn't have the appetite to eat anymore. She also suffers from anxiety and sundown syndrome in the evening, period. She continues with her oxygen. Her daughter tells me that without oxygen, she is more confused. She has a ischemic cardiomyopathy, as I mentioned, with ejection fraction of less than 20%, period. Patient has swelling of the lower extremity about 2 to 3 plus bilaterally, period. Change in mental status is unavoidable. The weakness and the muscle weakness especially is unavoidable, associated with confusion, period. After my long discussion with the family, Barbara was convinced that mom would not benefit from physical therapy, so that has been put on hold, period. She has childlike appetite. She's eating very little. Prognosis remains quite poor. And I explained to Barbara that she can die at any time at her age, given her her cardiac issues, that every day is a gift that Barbara gets to spend with her mom at 94. She understands this after our long conversation. Again, thank you.